You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Sarah Combe, the founder of Social Impact Capital Strategy, which works with family offices, HNW individuals, endowments, university and foundation, and funds, pension and sovereign wealth, helping them to make direct investments in high growth companies. Sarah, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, and it's great to be here. I never tire about talking about social impact capital.
Great to have you, and looking forward to hearing more about it. So by way of a brief background to kick things off, tell us about Social Impact Capital Strategy.
Okay, great. Well, we work with clients, the clients that you just mentioned, high net worth individuals, family offices, university endowments, foundation endowments, pension funds, and sovereign wealth funds. And we help them do direct investments in companies that will both provide top decile returns and an outsized social impact as well. And we basically function as their outsourced direct investment team. We find the deals, we do the due diligence, we make an investment recommendation to them, which they usually follow. In fact, 100% of the time they've followed so far. And then we continue to monitor the deal, both the financial returns and the social returns, and report back to them. And this enables our clients to sort of do a type of investing that they hadn't been able to do before social impact capital, which is, making direct investments, which both have a lower fee and have less risk than doing some type of bundled investment like you would in a fund.
And what inspired you to launch this project? There had to be some inspiration coming from somewhere.
There certainly was. Basically, I was seeing a lot of great deals out there. We focus on deals that are in the, quote, essentials of human needs space, which we define as energy, water, food, health, environment, education, housing, access to capital, and social justice. And these were deals that I were seeing that were run by talented entrepreneurs. They would produce top decile returns. They were just sound investments from both the financial and social angles. And they weren't, they tended to not be getting done by venture capitalists who might be more interested in, delivery services or apps or what have you. So I wanted to see these investments be getting done, and we're starting to see that now, which is wonderful. And the great thing also is that we're starting to see more venture capitalists get into the space. So we have more collaborators, and we work with now most of the top tier venture capital firms in Silicon Valley that all have, a sort of maybe a quarter of their portfolio now dedicated to doing this style of deal. So we have, we have growing numbers of friends at Social Impact Capital, which is wonderful.
What are some of the competitive advantages that distinguish Social Impact Capital Strategy from the others?
Well, for entrepreneurs, because we're not a fund, and venture capital funds tend to have very narrow strategies that are often based not on the opportunities that are out there, but just sort of facts about the amount of capital that they were able to raise, which kind of dictates the check size, and then, also their investment thesis. So because we don't have a fund, we're actually matchmakers between clients and the entrepreneurs. We're totally able to be stage agnostic for entrepreneurs. I think we're the only fund that is actually, we're not even a fund. We're actually the only investors that are truly stage agnostic. We can do anything from a seed deal, which we do quite frequently, and we can do every stage of capital. You know, we'll do a seed deal with, for a high net worth individual, and then we can do, you know, an A for a family office. We can do a B and C for a university or foundation endowment, and then we can do the D's and up for, you know, the sovereign wealth funds or pension funds. And the idea is we're quite new. We're only about 2 months into it. But the idea is that we will follow, you know, the companies from the seed stage through all of the stages. We've tended to concentrate on seed in the last 2 months. So this is wonderful for entrepreneurs because they don't have to, you know, get familiar with a brand new set of investors every time they go out to raise capital. The second thing that entrepreneurs love about us is just our social impact branding. They know that if they invite us into the round, and oftentimes we're in the round with professional investors that don't necessarily, you know, care so much about the social impact, but they like knowing that there's going to be an investor in the round that's going to always be advocating for the social impact, because we believe we invest in companies where the driver of the business is a social good. And we believe that by focusing on that is the way that you drive returns. So we're always going to be a voice for that around the investor table, which is something that entrepreneurs like. And then finally, we have a very large advisory board that basically has a lot of smart people on it. My definition for my advisory board is I just recruit the smartest people in the world, and these people have been infinitely helpful to our entrepreneurs.
Today we're joined by Sarah Cohn, the founder of Social Impact Capital Strategy, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Sarah, how does your training and career enable you to make Social Impact Capital Strategy a success?
Well, I'm a real do-gooder by nature. I actually started my career working at a nonprofit, which I did. And through that work, I just came to see firsthand that nonprofits aren't always the way to make the most impactful social change. So from there, I got into impact investing, which I did working for Pierre and Pam Omidyar, whose money came from eBay. And they were really some of the pioneers in impact investing. So I learned working at Omidyar Network. And then from there, I really wanted to sort of get more hardcore commercial finance skills. So I joined a venture capital fund in Silicon Valley that had no impact as a part of their thesis. And I just really learned to analyze deals based entirely on the returns that they would generate. And then finally, I always wanted to come back into social impact investing, but I'm sort of able to do this with the two different hats that I think you need, which is a real desire to create social good and social change, but also this sort of, real hardcore finance skills that can make that actually a reality and can make it generate returns that are attractive to institutional investors.
Certainly have the background and the ability to make things happen there. And finally, what is your long-term vision for this endeavor?
So my long-term vision for this endeavor is just to deploy over $1 trillion in capital into these companies that are changing the world and really creating the future of humanity. And my main goal is that I want to be generating the top tier returns that are going to attract this type of capital to the space. Because right now, when people hear the term impact investment, they immediately assume that we're talking about substandard returns, or that we're talking about, you know, compensating, for low returns with, that we're compensating for low returns by saying this is the social good that we're not going to do. And that there is certainly, that is actually a very important part of impact investing, and there are people that focus and do great work in that space. That's not what we do at Social Impact Capital. We're really about the top decile returns. And occasionally I do think it involves maybe a little bit more risk than you would, but it also, you know, generates the capacity for outsized returns. So I just really look forward to proving out that thesis over the next 20 years.
Well, we certainly appreciate your time spent here today and continued success. And thank you for all that you're doing through Social Impact Capital Strategy and making an social impact in today's world. Now, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Social Impact Capital Strategy and how they could be in touch accordingly.
Fantastic. Well, you can follow us. You can go to our website at social-impact-capital.com or just put Social Impact Capital into Google and we'll come up. Or you can follow me on Twitter at impcapital, I-M-P-C-A-P-I-T-A-L. So I look forward to talking to everyone more.
Well, Sarah, once again, thanks for your time. It has been our pleasure and look forward to a future conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Sarah Cohn, the founder of Social Impact Capital Strategy. And once again, the website of reference is social-impact-capital.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.